Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
3M has a new plant manager. Where's she from? What's her background, and what does she think of her new community? Let's go in-depth with Tracinda Yaw, plant manager at 3M Knoxville. Well, Tracinda, where are you from?
I'm originally from the Midwest. I grew up in north central Nebraska in a tiny little town of 100 people.
100 people?
100 people, and I lived in the country of the town of 100 people.
Well, how did you, then you went to school, I presume, somewhere. Where'd you go to school?
Sure. I went to college at South Dakota School of Mines and Technology in Rapid City, South Dakota. It, too, was a small engineering school, about 2,000 students.
And you're an engineer,
I am.
I presume.
I am. I'm a chemical engineer.
Chemical engineer. Well, what got you interested in chemical engineering?
Oh, goodness. Science and math was, from the time I was a little girl, science and math is what I enjoyed. And I was a high school, I was going to be an archaeologist, is what I was going to be. Realized in high school that probably wasn't going to pay very well. And my high school science teacher said, you know, what about engineering? And I knew nothing of engineering at the time and started researching and decided that's where I wanted to be.
Well, in chemical engineering, that's a pretty tough subject.
Yeah, it's not trivial. it is tough, but it was a lot of fun.
Well, because you have to master two disciplines,
yep,
don't you?
Yep.
All right. And so, but you thrived in that.
Yeah, I absolutely enjoyed it. Did my undergrad at School of Mines and then joined 3M. 3M's actually the only corporate company I've ever worked for. Started doing internships with 3M when I was still in college. Started my career at 3M, and about 5 years into my career at 3M, went back and got my master's actually at South Dakota School of Mines in Technology as well.
And then what did you start doing at 3M? What's your first project? What's the first thing they put you on?
Oh, my goodness. My first project at 3M was actually looking at ergonomics in Valley, Nebraska. We have a plant there about 500 people now, actually, looking at ergonomics. So the interrelationship between the human body and equipment and how do you make it safer.
Really?
So certainly nothing to do with chemical engineering, and I think that's what I found with engineering is that it doesn't necessarily matter what discipline of engineering you have. I think engineering teaches you how to think and how to solve problems. I was probably 15 plus years into my career at 3M before I really did any type of chemical engineering. Most of it's been mechanical or industrial. Yep.
And is that something that 3M does? It hires people with diverse interests and backgrounds.
Absolutely.
And sort of uses them where they best fit?
Yeah, absolutely. I started in a program, and we still have this program today. We've had it in 3M for about 25 years. It's called Optimized Operations, and we've actually got five, we call them O2s. 3M, everything's an acronym with 3M. We actually have five O2s here in the plant in Knoxville. When I did it, every 6 months, they picked you up and moved you to a different project, different place in the country. It's a great fit because you get to figure out what's your interest. Coming out of college, I thought I wanted to be in the lab and do product development or product design. I had the opportunity to do that very early on in my career, and it wasn't for me. My second assignment was in manufacturing, and I love manufacturing. That's where I've been ever since.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Tracinda Yaw, plant manager at 3M Knoxville. Well, what is it about manufacturing that you like?
Good question. I think manufacturing, it's where the rubber meets the road. I mean, we're the guys that are making the product in the most efficient way we can. I love working with the people. I'm very much a people person, and I've been here a couple months now and still trying to get everyone's names straight, but with 500 people, it's going to take me a little bit to get there. But manufacturing, there's always a challenge. There's always a challenge. There's always a problem to solve. There's always different ways of doing things.
And that must be fun, like solving
puzzles.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right, and so where do the challenges come from? Where do you see a challenge? Does that come from upstairs somewhere in 3M? They say, oh, you down there solve that? Or do you see something and you work with people to innovate? Where does all of that come from?
Well, I think it comes from everywhere. I think a lot of the challenges that we see in a manufacturing facility, you know, we see it firsthand. Our operators out on the floor know what the challenges are and, you know, what we're asking them to do. They're the real problem solvers. They know what their issues are, and they might need a little help to get it done, but... I think the problems come from anywhere in the challenges.
Well, and the innovation, where does that come from? New products, maybe tinkering with old products that we might not even notice here that use your products.
Sure. Well, let me share a local story that I thought was really fun. I've been here just a couple months, and I think it was 2 weeks in, Ragbri came through town, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if too many people know this, but on the bridge, the mile-long bridge, has the big expansion joints mm-hmm. on the bridge. Well, they're big enough a bike tire would go through. And so the city came to us and said, 3M, can you help us solve this problem? And we said, okay, we've never done that, but we'll figure out something. And we actually used one of our products that we make here in the plant to adhere a material to the bridge to cover those expansion joints for that 24-hour period. My understanding, what was about 15 years ago maybe, when Ragbri came through, they actually tried to apply plywood to the bridge, and that, of course, didn't stick and caused right. more hazards than it could have been. But we used a product that we make right here in Knoxville and adhered it to the bridge, and it worked out well.
Well, do you have any great photo ops from the application of that? I bet somebody
we actually
is up there.
Do. Yeah, we actually have some nice photos from that.
Well, now that's pretty neat. And you were able to muster the people and solve the problem pretty quick?
Absolutely.
So what happened? You all wandered out there onto the bridge and say, well, I think this would work. I think that would work.
The city came to us and said, you know, do you think you can help us? And, you know, we just had a couple of people, you know, again, we have a lot of engineers, you know, here in the plant. And they threw some things out there. They, you know, put it together, took it out to the bridge, tried it, and it was going to work. So.
Well, that's a great story.
Yeah, it's fun.
And so you have all of these creative minds. You have what? A couple hundred creative minds out here working at 3M.
I think we have 500 creative minds. Yes, we have 500 3M employees here, and I think every one of us have a creative mind.
And it's been growing for some time. 3M here has, hasn't it?
Yeah.
What surprised you when you came here? What surprised you the most?
Oh,
anything?
Wow. Oh, that's a good question. I don't know if that anything surprised me too much, honestly. Again, I've worked at a lot of other 3M facilities, and 3Mers across the globe, I think, are very similar. We all have very strong work ethics. Certainly in the Midwest, that's strong. But any plant that I've been part of, you know, strong work ethic, committed to the customer, focused on quality. You know, I mean, I don't think there was any surprises.
Is there any collaborations that you do with customers, people that come in and say, hey, I've got this problem, I think 3M might solve it?
Yep, absolutely. Yep, we actually have a product that, you know, I can't go into too many details, but we have a product here that didn't exist 5 years ago. Customer said, you know, this is our new application, but we need something to help us, you know, solve this problem. And they came to 3M. 3M is obviously known to make adhesives. We make mm-hmm. all types of adhesives. So they came to 3M, St. Paul, and, you know, worked with the team there. And we're making a product that didn't exist 5 years ago for a specific customer.
And so we might not know it exists.
No, we probably won't. Yeah, I think that's the neat thing about 3M, or something that a lot of people don't know. We actually have a video, internal video, that states that every person in a developed country is within 3 to 5 feet of a 3M product.
Really?
And you might not even know it. 3M product, you see the consumer portion of our business, obviously, at the stores, but that's just a small portion of what we do.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Tracinda Yaw, plant manager at 3M Knoxville. So what specifically, for people that don't know that are listening, what specifically do you produce here for the general market?
For the general market? Most of what we do here is industrial business mm-hmm. applications. So most of what we do, you know, may or may not know. But we make adhesives, we make tapes, we make films. We make materials for automobiles. We make materials for building construction.
Okay, so I might
material not... for electronics.
Okay, so I might not buy it personally, but it
Correct.
Might be an adhesive in my car.
Absolutely.
Probably an adhesive.
Probably, good chance there's an adhesive or a tape on your car or in electronics that you have.
Okay, and so let me just sort of try to figure this out. So there's the engineering that goes with the adhesive
yeah.
that probably solves particular problems, and then there's the technology that the adhesive is attached to
mm-hmm.
that you also produce.
Correct.
Okay, and so there's innovation on both ends. How do you make it all work together?
Lots of things go into that. Lots uh-huh. of things go into that. I think 3M, and that's the neat thing about 3M. And if you go out to, you know, just 3M.com, you can look up 3M.com and periodic table, and it will show the different technologies that we have at 3M. So we have, 50 plus technologies.
Mm-hmm.
And what's neat about 3M is they're not standalone buckets of products. We might use 5 or 6 of those technologies and lump them together to make a finished product.
Okay, this is a really dumb question. But how do you decide what's sticky enough?
It depends on the application.
But do you test it? Do you
absolutely,
pull it?
Absolutely. It depends on the application. So Post-it notes.
Right. That's the perfect stickiness.
It's the perfect stickiness for a Post-it note. It
right.
was not the perfect stickiness for what we were actually trying to design.
Really? What were they trying to
They were
design?
Actually looking for a pretty industrial application adhesive and actually spilled some Post-it adhesive on paper.
So it was an accident.
It was an accident.
So that person...
A really good one. A really good accident.
Well, so that person that was trying to design it probably yeah. considered themselves a miserable failure that they designed this very weak adhesive.
Potentially at the time. I know he doesn't now.
Well, if he's like most of us, he'd probably act like that's what he was trying to get at the
yeah.
beginning.
Yeah, but, no, that's what's neat about 3M is that we have so many different, and we have over 40 different businesses that we sell into. And so if something, you're working on something, developing something for business A, and it doesn't quite fit, you have 39 other businesses that might be able to use that technology and capitalize on it into their applications.
And so you just keep them informed
yeah.
what you've got.
Yeah.
Another dumb question. How sticky can sticky get? I mean, can it get so you can't, that machines can't pull it apart? Or?
Sure. Sure. So we have some of the stickiest stuff here. So like our product, one of the products we make here, again, is used to adhere building construction materials to the sides of buildings, high-rise buildings. And it's designed to stay forever.
You can't have a failure with that.
You don't want a failure, right?
Yeah. So how do you test that?
There's just different test methods that you can use. And again, we tweak formulations to get the stickiness that you need for the application.
You have test labs here?
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
There's some tests that must be hard to do, like the test of time and wind and erosion.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
can't do all that, can you?
No, we don't do those types of tests here. We actually have kind of an outdoor lab in St. Paul, actually Cottage Grove, Minnesota, that we do a lot of the weathering testing. So for, products that we would potentially make here, but maybe more common would be traffic control materials. So, signs, street signs, or film that's on the roads. We would certainly weather outside.
And so do you, as you drive around and you walk around or wherever you go, are you looking
Yes.
for applications?
Applications, sure. I think, again, I've been a 3M for almost 18 years now, and I think, anywhere I go, I'm looking for 3M product. Yeah, is that 3M product? Yes. Is that ours? If it's not, why isn't it, and how can we get 3M product into the
okay.
application?
And are there, I guess I can't think of any competitors, but there must be a bunch of them.
Oh, sure. I mean, 3M has lots of competitors.
So everybody wants a piece of that.
Everyone
big
wants.
Pot.
Well, and that's, 3M's so diverse, right? I mean, we sell into healthcare, we sell into pharmaceutical, we sell into industrial applications, we sell into renewable energy applications, occupational health, respiratory. So, we have competitors all over.
Well, with all this that you do, it seems like you've got 500 smart people working here. It sounds like you need many more. Yeah, but you've got 3M plants all over.
Yeah, we have 3M plants all over. We have over 200 plants globally. We have two manufacturing sites right here in Iowa, one here, mm-hmm. and obviously up in Ames, Iowa. We have a nice manufacturing site there, and then we have a distribution center up in Forest City.
Okay, so what's the plans that you can share with us for the future of 3M Knoxville?
Future for 3M Knoxville, again, I think like any 3M plant, we're always looking for new growth opportunities. We've got a couple things that we're looking at. And when we decide, you know, when 3M decides where to invest capital, they look at a lot of things. And I think what Knoxville has, again, is that strong work ethic. Geographically, we're, you know, very close to major interstates. So from a distribution center, you know, we can get product out very quickly. And again, I think the people here are a real asset for us.
Well, now this is probably going to seem like an odd question, but what can we in the community, in Marion County, in all of our communities, yep. Is there anything that we can do just in our day-to-day lives to help 3M, help it prosper?
I think one thing, and again, I think, again, the different communities that I've been part of, I think what's important is that we look to the future. 3M Knoxville celebrates our 40-year anniversary next year. And we still have a lot of people that started with 3M 40 years ago here in this plant. They probably will not, you know, work forever. And so I think in the next, you know, 3 to 10 years, we'll be looking at, you know, hiring a good deal of people into our facility. And so I think, you know, developing the resources, the human capital resources to, you know, be that next 3Mer will be important.
So education.
Yep, absolutely.
Education, a key component.
Absolutely.
And an overall environment that makes people want to come and live and prosper mm-hmm. here
yep.
working for 3M.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Do you see yourself continuing the active involvement in the community that 3M has, you know, embraced?
Yep, absolutely. I mean, I think that's real important. And again, it's not just Knoxville. I mean, that's kind of part of 3Mer's DNA. It's important that we are good neighbors to the communities in which we work and live. And 3M has always, you know, has been something I've done since day one at 3M. I mean, they've instilled it in our culture and in our people, and it's something that I personally find important, and I know the site is, you know, very actively involved in a lot of things. Right now, and again, this is a little new to me, but right now we do the Meals on Wheels. I mean, certainly as a community organization, but literally 3M kind of adopts Meals on Wheels for a 6 to 8 week period, and every day for that period of time we own, you know, the Meals on Wheels delivery. And so we're in the middle of that right now.
Anything else that you'd like to share with our listening audience today?
I'm real excited to be part of the community. We've been here about 2 months, and the community's been very welcoming. Kids are in school and really enjoying it, getting involved in the different extracurricular activities. And I think one thing you asked me what was surprising to me, mm-hmm. and I'm going to come back to that question. I was very surprised. It was very surprising, not necessarily 3M, but what the community has to offer. When you think of Iowa and you're not from Iowa, you know, you think of a small town and what does it have to offer? And I've just been pleasantly surprised at, you know, everything that the community has here in Marion County. There's just a lot of activities that are available to families. So,
thanks to Tracinda Yaw for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.